Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The College Football Experience Northern Illinois Husky Season Preview on the Sports Gambling Podcast Networks presented by WynnBET. Get started today and you get a risk-free bet up to $500. Terms and conditions apply. Get the details at WynnBET.com. That's WynnBET.com and download the app today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's number one app to buy and sell sports bets. Use the promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. That's PropSwap.com, promo code SGP. We're also brought to you by Underdog. Make sure you head over to UnderdogFantasy.com and use the promo code SGPN for a free $25. Yes, you can use the free $25 to enter their Best Ball Mania 2. First place in Best Ball Mania 2 gets $1,000,000. That's right. Sign up now for a free shot at $1,000,000. Drafts are happening constantly, and it's not just NFL. They also have NBA, MLB, and more. UnderdogFantasy.com, promo code SGPN for your chance to win $1,000,000. We're also brought to you by the SGPN app. Yes, of course. Don't forget to download the SGPN app in the App Store or Google Play Store today.
What's up, everybody? This is Cameron Krog from Loyola Chicago Ramblers, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride. Shout out to the Broad Stop. Thank you, guys.
Yes, yes, yes. Woo! Welcome. Welcome to the College Football Experience Northern Illinois Husky Season Preview. My name is Colby Swinging Dantabase Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick.
Oh my God, the quarterback is toast.
The quarterback is toast. And in studio here, speaking of toast, This guy got toasted a fair share in his day.
Hello.
Give it up for former JMU Duke defensive back, the burrito eating, sideline kiss stealing, wheeling and dealing, Patty C in the place to be.
Hi-oh. Well.
There's your introduction. Nice. And we are talking. Look,
speaking of getting smoked, that reminds me of Didi Boxley, two-time state 200 meter champion. In practice, I'm trying to cover him, right?
Yeah.
This is before I really respected his speed. I think I'm like in his hip pocket, right? As I'm running down the field, covering the fade. And the ball goes up in the air and I turn around and the motherfucker's like 15 or 20 yards. The strength and conditioning coach was the only one that was watching, but it was like pretty embarrassing.
Happens to us all. It happened to the Huskies last year.
They did get
as they went 0-6. And I think it's a big year for Thomas Hammack, the former Northern Illinois Husky himself. I think it's a put up or shut up year for him. You have a bad year here. I think they might pull the plug on you.
Mm.
Maybe they give you a pass with COVID, giving you another year. I'm not sure, but it's a big year. And they were winless a season ago. Now they did play had three close losses, so they're actually much better than you would think. Like you see Bowling Green won a game, you're like, well, Bowling Green's better than Northern Illinois. No, not the case. They just didn't play Bowling Green.
Yeah. fortunate for both, or I guess unfortunate for one of them, that they, that would have been a win on one of their schedules.
Potentially.
That's right. So there are a bunch of bad teams. Apparently they didn't play each other last year.
So let's get the Dundee music, Patty C, because I'm gonna this is a truly rich program, Patty C, since they came up in the late 90s kind of. They have wins against Nebraska, against Northwestern, against Iowa, against Kansas, against Minnesota, twice against Purdue, against Iowa State, against Alabama, against Maryland, against Wake Forest.
That's a lot of good wins.
That's what I'm saying. They've earned that. Now they have, they were the king of like the team that to me would knock on the door. But I mean, how many close losses can you rattle off here? I mean, Vanderbilt has beaten them by 6 points and 3 points, right?
Yeah.
17-6 they lose at Utah a couple years ago in Salt Lake City. Two 3-point losses to Boston College, a 7-point loss at the Horseshoe against Ohio State, 1-point loss to Iowa, 3-point loss to Kansas, 6-point loss to Illinois, 8-point loss to Wisconsin, 4-point loss to Minnesota, 1-point loss to Northwestern, 7-point loss to Iowa State, 10-point loss at the Big House to Michigan, 3-point loss to Maryland.
They sound better than Illinois 3 themselves. 3-point
loss to Wisconsin.
Would you say they are a better team than Illinois over the past?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I mean, definitely in terms of win totals. And, you know, in terms of actual on-field quality, they have been probably second-best team in the state.
Yeah, I think you can say that. And now we enter this era where, Hammock's going out and he's chasing a legendary name. Rocky Lombardi.
Two legendary names.
Yes. Related to Vince Lombardi. He's coming in, transfers in from Michigan State to be the starting QB here. He's got 2 years of eligibility left. And really, when you think about it, this is his fourth offensive coordinator in 5 years. But I like it. I like it. Get some experience there.
I mean, he's no Jordan Lynch. Let's not get too excited here, but
yeah,
certainly an improvement.
But I think you bring in an experienced quarterback. Now Ross Bowers did transfer out. It'd be interesting to see where he lands. But this offense was 90th in scoring offense a season ago, 99th in rushing, 51st in passing, which is very untraditional. Before, they would be heavy run,
especially for a coach that was a running back at that school. You would figure they'd be a little more run heavy.
They're charting at 88th overall in total yards. Now you're bringing back your running back from a season ago that really showed out late in the year with a couple hundred yard games, and Harrison Wales, a freshman. So he's
Whaley, I think.
Is it?
Wales? Yeah. I don't know. Fine print here. Yeah. I think Harrison Whaley.
Yeah. I think you're right. Whaley. Yeah.
Yeah.
They returned their whole receiving core, which was pretty good a season ago, with Cole Tucker and Tyrese Ritchie and Trayvon Rudolph. They're even breaking in a tight end transfer from Youngstown State and Miles Joyner. 4 of 5 offensive linemen back on the O-line. Is this the year Hammock makes a statement, Patty C? Now, defensively, they've been sliding backwards, and I think you alluded to that pre-episode. 119th in scoring defense. Oof. This was a defense that used to be able to score points.
Yeah,
this was a defense that had good corners. Yeah, physical play. Remember Sutton Smith? Yeah. 74th against the run, 80th against the pass, charting at 74th overall in yardage. They returned 7 defensively.
It's still respectable.
Yeah, 3 of 4 on the D line, 2 of 3 in the linebacking core. Breaking in a new safety, new corner, but gotta kind of like, if they could just turn the ball over more, I feel like they would probably have won those 3 50-50 games that they lost. Now, what's your take on NIU as a program? I like this program. It's probably my favorite program in the MAC.
I mean, I think that, you know, being the number 3 team in a state as talented as Illinois is, with Chicago right there, they should have, Ohio is like 7 or 9 teams battling for the talent within that state. Northern Illinois should have a leg up, and honestly should probably be the champions of this conference more often, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I just think when you look at this program as a whole, they're one of my favorite programs in the MAC. And if there was one team in the MAC that was affected for not having fans, this is by far the biggest home field environment in the MAC.
Yeah.
So I think maybe Hammock can play into that, get another year or two out of this thing. but they're kind of a tough team to forecast for this year.
I will need to peek at the schedule a little more closely. I mean, after last year, I mean, Hammock, there's just nothing that
jumps out to you.
Well, there's nothing on his resume that suggests that he's got the chops for the gig. You know, he was a running backs coach for like his whole career, pretty much, and then just jumped into a head coaching position. And so, yeah, I mean, going 0-6 last year was not a good look. Then again, you know, Joe Novak was 0-11 his second year and ended up getting to a 10-2 season eventually. So there is some potential for growth here, but I'm not seeing it just yet.
Maybe I'm just saying it because I like them.
Yeah.
And I own a Husky.
Yeah.
So part Husky. But, you know, I'm always rooting for Northern Illinois. I feel like that. I always like the way they play. Physical. Well, not that. That's the problem, is they went away from their DNA.
Yeah.
They were a great defensive team, would man up against some of these Power Five teams, and then they would play hard nosed run, just run it right down your throat football.
Yeah. They were a tough team. That was kind of,
they kind of got away from it, and I think that's what's been hurting them. We'll see if they can do it this year. Now, the win total is at 4, Patty C. 4 wins. Can we find them is the question. Do you want to hit on recruiting at all? I feel like they said they were all, you know, pretty steady in the 90s, well, consistently. You know
what's incredible is if you look at their past, what, 20 some odd years, since 1990, and we'll say since 2000, they've only gone below 4 wins twice, which was,
they're a rich program, man.
2007 and then last year. And so you would think 4 would be the floor, you know?
Yeah.
And yet it is where they are projected to be. Recruiting wise, they've been very consistent since 2017 at 97, 93, 108, 92, and 91. So,
and I can tell you this, they don't believe in bringing in transfers. Yes, they brought in Rocky Lombardi. He is the lone one they've brought in. They've had a lot of players transfer out. I think it's a huge year. I think when you look at that, when you look at the forecast, the way college football is changing.
Yeah.
And they're in a perfect opportunity to take advantage of that being in a mid-major. Why are they not going out there getting better talent?
Well, they stay
in the transfer portal.
Illinois, mostly with their recruiting, Illinois and Wisconsin, it looks like, for the most part, and their proximity, they're within an hour of Chicago. So there should be plenty of talent there for them to pick from, but
and you got to sell that. I mean, they haven't, I don't know. I'm just not impressed with the transfer portal.
Yeah, they need to get in that portal a little more. If that's all they got, 92 is not cutting it.
Yeah. Yeah. Unless it's hip hop, right? 1992 was a good era. Okay. Let's get to this. 4 wins, Patty C. Week 1. Could this be a slippery game for the Yellow Jackets in Bobby Dodd Stadium against Northern Illinois, Patty C?
I don't think so.
I think this is a blowout?
Long trip. I think Georgia Tech showed some signs last year of progression. I think another season will do them well under Collins. I think they should win this easily, especially after an 0-6 season from Northern Illinois last year. Do you want to talk at all about their performances last year?
I mean, they had 3 games. They could have easily been 3-3 a season ago.
Yeah.
Would you agree with that?
Well, they lost to on the road against the conference champs by 6. That's not that bad.
A 3-point loss at Western Michigan, a 8-point loss at Eastern Michigan. Yes, I know they got blown out by Buffalo.
Kept it. Well, I guess 17 isn't super close against Toledo, but they did basically play maybe like the 5 of the 6 hardest teams in the conference.
And if you go back and look at 19 schedule, Patty C, they still got destroyed at Utah, but I think it was a decent performance. Now they did get destroyed at Nebraska, but they almost beat Vanderbilt in Tennessee. They lost by 7 to Ball State. They lost by 3 to Miami, Ohio. Yes, they got killed by Central Michigan and Eastern Michigan. But
who won the MAC 2 years ago?
Miami, Ohio. They lost by 3 to Miami, Ohio.
So they've been keeping it within a touchdown against the champs within for both the past 2 years.
So you got them 0-1 though, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, but yeah, I looking at these scores, they're a little closer than I would think. As for an 0-6 team, my idea that Thomas Hammock is sinking this ship, but it's actually not that far away, especially considering the quality of the teams they're playing. I do have them at 0-1 though.
Yeah. Okay. Well, week 2, Craig Bohl and the Wyoming Cowboys are coming to town to DeKalb. This is one where could you see an upset? I'm going to go with Wyoming, but I think, yeah, I just think Wyoming is a better football team.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. 0-2 out the gate. Then week three, they're at Michigan getting Jim Harbaugh's bunch in the Big House. Any chance?
What has Michigan got the week before and after? They are
Washington,
coming off,
right?
Washington and then hosting Rutgers. I don't think there's going to be a look ahead effect, but maybe there's a little hangover, whether be it a win or a loss against Washington. I don't think so, though. I think Michigan annihilates them.
All right. And then interesting week four matchup, buddy. They play Maine of the FCS. Maine's not a bad FCS school.
Maine's a solid ass FCS school.
Sure, their season was just 2-2 a year ago. Kind of a chaotic season for them. Got their ass whooped by Delaware and Villanova, but beat Albany, who was ranked, I think, at one point. That's a dangerous game, but I'm going to give that one to Northern Illinois.
I agree.
So 1-3 out the gate. Now they're home to Eastern Michigan, and I think every Husky fan should circle this game.
It's a big one
because this is one where I do think they could get it.
It's a competitive game and it's at home.
Yes. And with fans allowed to go to this, I think this is a winnable game. Now I would favor Eastern Michigan based on what they are returning. However, I don't feel amazing about Eastern Michigan just waxing them. I think this is almost a 50-50 game. I think it's probably like 55% to 45%. I would favor Eastern Michigan, but if they can steal this game here,
Creighton is your dude.
I'm taking Eastern Michigan.
Yeah, I think I am too, just cause
but I'm saying if I'm building the case for them to hit the over, this is it. Cause then they'd be at 2-3.
I wonder if we're just putting too much stock in last year. Cause like we said, this had been a program that doesn't shit the bed for weeks on end typically.
Yeah.
And here
this is a winnable game, man.
Yeah. Yeah, it very much is. It very much is. Two in a row, possibly in DeKalb, but you're saying I'm going to give him the win. You give him the L, I'll give him the win.
Okay, I got him at 1-4. At Toledo's tough. I'm going to give Toledo bringing back 98% of their roster, number one in the NCAA.
They did beat Toledo the last time they went there 2 years ago, so it is possible. That was with Hammock. But yeah, I got to go Toledo too.
So I got him at 1-5 out the gate.
I got him at 2-4.
They're home to Bowling Green. That is a
win.
There
you go.
So I got him at 2-5. You got him at what? 3-4.
Yeah.
So you're one win away from pushing at Central Michigan. They got waxed by him last time they played him, but
that's an L.
Yeah. So I got him at 2-6
bye week. And then
at Kent State,
a Wednesday game against Kent State. The rest of the schedule is Wednesday and then finish the season on a Tuesday. So kind of right after that bye week, all the games had been on Saturday before that.
They might be able to steal one of these down the stretch, but they're getting four hard teams at Kent State, home to Ball State, at Buffalo, and home to Western Illinois.
You got
to
love
or Western Michigan, not Western
committing
Illinois,
to Maction midweek. All those games are too hard. Those are all losses that they're going to.
I'm on the under.
Go under. Yeah.
I'm on the under. See, people wondering, everyone said I'm on the over, Patty C.
Well,
it's easy to see a tide turn.
It is easy to see a tide turn. I will give this team credit for one thing in particular. Touchdown interception ratio for the team passing last year, 11-2. That is pretty fantastic. And so, although Rocky Lombardi, who looks like Richie Rich, by the way, looking at his picture right now, was 8 touchdowns and 9 interceptions. So that's the immovable force meeting the irresistible object right there. What's going to give? Will he improve or will they start turning the ball over? If they do, then they're in real trouble. But if they can continue with that trend, using his talent, maybe they'll get a few wins.
I just think you gotta play the under here. I mean, and let me ask you this: is Hammock coaching here next year, Petty C?
That depends on how many games they win. But I guess that's the crux of your question. I think they got to give him one more year.
One more year, perhaps. Yeah. All right, folks. Well, if you're a first time listener to the College Football Experience, make sure you subscribe. You know, we are breaking down all 130 college football teams, even some FCS teams. So check it out. Tell a friend. All these teams that Northern Illinois is playing, we should have a podcast on, maybe minus Maine, but we might get to Maine. So
there you go.
Stick around. Tell a friend. Also, check out the College Basketball Experience feed because we are talking college basketball year round over there. I know NIU went out and hired Rashawn Burno, assistant coach with Bobby Hurley in Arizona State. Going to be interesting to watch what he does in DeKalb. We will have you covered on the College Basketball Experience. So
boom,
check that out.
I got a question for you, Cole.
What's that?
What gets him fired? What gets Hammack fired?
I think if he gets 5-7, he stays.
You think 4-8 gets him canned?
Gone.
Three straight losing seasons?
Gone.
Let me see the last time.
Maybe 4-8 is fringe.
They haven't had three straight losing seasons since the late 90s. So
yeah,
they don't want to go back down that road.
Yeah. So guys, anyway, subscribe to the College Football Experience. Me, Patty C, NC Nick, we handicap every single Division I college football and college basketball game. Been doing it for 4 years. Never had a losing season for each individual, season. And I mean, so Patty C's never had a losing season betting every basketball game, ATS against the spread, or picking every
that's because we look at them all every morning.
Yes.
And we think with our fucking numbskull little brains here, and we're able to get above 50%.
Yes.
And with our locks, though,
our locks are way over 500, basketball and football. Obviously as a collective, we're way over 500. We give you all of that for free on the SGPN app. That's free to download as well at the App Store and Google Play Store. Go check those out, or just download that thing. Cause we get, not only will we give you our picks, but you're also going to get all of our podcasts. All of our articles. I have top 10 coaches out there. I have the top 10 hardest schedules. Actually, I ranked all 130 college football coaches. Go check that article out.
Cranking them out, the content.
We got Phil Steele just did the show. Randy Cross came in and talked. So just check it out. It's a lot of fun.
Go listen to Colby Dant and Phil Steele chop it up.
Yes.
You can tell those are two football obsessed individuals right there.
There you go. There you go. Do that. So look, if you get that SGPN app, if you download that thing, which would be smart, but leave us a 5-star review. Do us a solid. Give us a 5-star review. Say some nice things about us. If you do, take a screenshot, find me on Twitter at @TheColbyD, give me a follow, and then show me that screenshot, and I will then send you a College Football Experience t-shirt or College Basketball Experience t-shirt, whatever you want. All right. So do that at @TheColbyD. Give me a follow as well. Patty C is on Twitter at @PattyC831. NC Nick is on Twitter at @NC_NICK. The College Football Experience, new to Twitter, at @TCE on SGPN. And then don't forget about the Sports Gambling Podcast. They're on Twitter at DSGP Network, and check out the Slack channel, Sports Gambling Podcast, as well. Sometimes work blocks you from having a lot of fun checking out gambling stuff or football or basketball. Well, that's why you get Slack, get that Sports Gambling
Podcast
channel.
You run the end around.
Yeah.
You do the double reverse pass.
Exactly. Exactly.
And they don't see it coming. And you're chatting sports with the idiots.
Hello. You play to win the game.
D-gen
sometimes
paradise.
You play to win the game, even when you go to your office job, Patty C.
That's
they
right.
Got you doing this bullshit. You can't get into these sites. You know, can't check out our website.
Work around that firewall.
Exactly.
Baby.
Work around that firewall by downloading the SGPN app and then downloading the Slack app and then checking out Sports Gambling Podcast. All right, folks, we are on the under. Patty C's on the under. I'm on the under. This is the College Football Experience, Northern Illinois style. You better start thinking about yours. And we